You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
I thought I'd only be able to see like one terrible Zach Galifianakis comedy this year, but no, lo and behold,
here
I get to see
again.
Two.
Here he goes again with that shit.
Oh, and here's the thing. It's like, you know, Chris doing his whole guilt trip. He's like, I don't have anyone to see.
Chris got out of both of these Zach Galifianakis movies.
Yeah. He sends us the schmucks.
Why would he want to skip Zach Galifianakis movies?
Because they're all horrible.
I don't think there's that.
Yes,
you guys are making it out to be.
Masterminds a little bit.
Here's the thing. I actually think Masterminds is a better film than Keeping Up the Joneses, because at least in Masterminds, I had a few moments where I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
Here, it's just the most banal, uninteresting story. These characters suck.
Cliche.
They're annoying. They're screeching.
Christ.
It's not. Yeah, I mean, you can be cliche. You can be contrite. But as long as you have some good jokes in there, and like nothing in this film is funny. It's just boring. And that's probably the worst thing a movie can do, is like, you can be like bad, but then I can like make fun of you because of the fact that you're bad. But if you're just boring, then it's like, I just have really nothing to say. You
there
just
is
exist.
Good bad, and there's just bad bad.
Yeah, but for people that don't know, yeah, Keeping Up with the Joneses is directed by Greg Mottola, whatever the hell it is.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah. He's the guy that directed Superbad. And this,
you sound like a big fan of his.
Here's the thing. I look Superbad 2007. Adventureland, I think, is okay. Yeah. And then the rest, I don't know.
Paul is glorious.
Paul is just kind of mediocre, in my opinion. But the film follows the Gaffneys, which is a suburban couple. And they become embroiled in an international espionage plot when they discover...
I guess it's technically international.
Yeah.
The suburban couple in question is Zach Galifianakis as Jeff Gaffney and Isla, whatever. Why is there an S in there? I don't like that.
She's
extra
Australian. She's not very cultural differences.
Isla Fisher is a Karen Gaffney, the suburban couple in question.
Gaffney.
But then we also have the...
Isn't that their name in the last movie?
It might as well be. Then we also have the Joneses, who are played by
Matthew McConaughey. David Duchovny. Remember they made the Keeping Up with the Joneses?
They made the Joneses.
10 years. Oh, yeah, it was just the Joneses.
But that was actually a clever move. That was actually a clever plot. It
was
like,
was it?
Well,
this movie is not all clever because... we have the Joneses played by, the living Adonis, John
Hamm.
And still a terrible, 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 terrible actress, Gal Gadot, as his fellow spouse. And the film just, okay, so here's John Hamm, Gal Gadot, they're super beautiful people, they're spies, they're involved in a mission, trying to figure out what's happening at Zach Galifianakis' weird company that he works for.
Yeah.
And it's just blah. There is nothing...
Yeah.
How about because I don't feel like you are expressly speaking for the opinions of everybody on this podcast. I actually kind of like this movie.
Okay.
I kind of liked it a little.
Really
I was laughing.
Why did you like it? What stood out to you? Was it the humor? Was it the characters?
So we got a couple things happening here, all right? So something that puts it above a movie like Masterminds for me is this is delivering some pretty decent action, all right?
And in the action scenes
that they do have there, they managed to pull off a few visual gags that I found were pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the level that the film's at, though. For a super suburban comedy, the action, I guess.
But I'm talking
good.
About if you're going to compare it to the other Zach Galifianakis comedy, which, if you ask me... To Zach Galifianakis movies, where he's playing essentially his version of the straight man character, which is anything but
the
awkward
man
character.
Because this is the first time I thought, like, wow, he's actually like a normal sort of, you know, boring, like, beige type guy.
Until he switches into HR mode.
Yeah,
and then he kind of gets into it.
I guess in regards to the action, I just thought it completely... found it completely boring.
No, I thought the...
Like, nothing... It's not filmed particularly well. They're not doing anything really interesting with it. There's no... I mean, after... I'm sorry, but after seeing,
they're
like,
they're not doing anything interesting with it. What about the whole... Oh, I can't do... Well, actually, I'm not really spoiling anything.
You're not spoiling anything this week.
No, I found the
car chase. Even the car chase. We've seen so many good car chases.
But it's not the car chase that was funny. It was the lead into the car chase. It was those funny bits where, like, in the trailer, quote, unquote, they show this clip where they're, like, talking to the kids on the phone. But I feel like all the other jokes in that scene were way funnier. Like, the thing with the explosive or her trying to buckle her seatbelt.
What was your favorite, you know, laugh from this movie?
My favorite laugh from this movie, snake scene.
Okay, all right.
There's, okay, I'll get...
For one thing, I love that supporting character. I can't think of the guy's name from Mad TV. Is he up there? Oh, I don't know if we've got him on here.
Gang?
It doesn't matter, but
well, they got this.
He's in the movie for 5 minutes. The guy from Mad TV. That's all he's known for.
Choose it up. It's awesome. And then they have this funny snake gag. It's just I was entertained by these two like very beautiful like spy people who could just like care less about.
Thank you for bringing
the
that
two
up.
Main characters in this
care
movie.
Less. Yeah, because there's a moment in the film that's. When we have all the four main characters in this one particular scene, and John Hamm just goes, "I give up." You could tell, like, that's an actual line in the movie, or "I give up," or whatever. What does it matter? Because it doesn't. Nothing matters. They're just kind of going from one scene to the next. I mean, Isla Fisher and Zach Galifianakis are clearly just improvising all their stuff. This is the thing that's really frustrated me with a lot of comedies just in general, like from this like the last decade. You can tell that most comedies aren't really written. It's all improv. It's the Judd Apatow, the Paul Feig style of filmmaking. We're just going to set a camera down in a room and we're going to have our actors riff.
The thing is
about that is that Zach Galifianakis and Isla Fisher have no talent when it comes to like riffing. Like, when you think of someone who actually has a talent for that, like someone like a Ryan Reynolds, so you can sit him down, he can just go off for 5 minutes and do something funny, like in Deadpool. But that movie was clearly written.
Oh, look at that—a comic book movie. Imagine that.
It's a comedy. It's the most part. It's also a comedy. And the other thing is that you have two other actors, John Hamm, who is arguably the best thing about this film. But he's fucking.
Oh, I agree.
He is struggling.
He did have a presence. He does have a presence when he's on screen.
Yeah. I mean, sure, he's John Hamm. Well, you look at him. Yeah, of course, he does. He's Don Draper. But I'm sorry, but Gal Gadot. She fucking sucks.
No, I loved her in this movie.
I felt like she was reading off of cue cards.
She played a very one-dimensional. Well,
oh yeah,
dude, I give her two dimensions. I give her two dimensions.
Playing the character instead
but
of the actress.
A lot of her comedy came from her using her sex appeal in different ways.
God,
I loved
really?
All those scenes. I loved all those sex appeal scenes.
Yeah,
she's also smoking
well.
Hot.
See, it's during those "quote unquote" sex appeal scenes is where I thought she was at her worst.
What?
Because I felt like she was looking off screen, looking at the cue cards, like the whatever the people on staff were just holding up for her to read. Like nothing she said.
Her improv cue cards.
Her delivery was pretty awkward.
Yeah. Nothing she said felt authentic. And that's just the problem with this movie. Like, nothing about it feels authentic or fun. It just exists. And once you finally get to the end, and by the way, that end stinger is just like. All right.
Which I've already forgotten about.
Yeah, it's like, who cares? It yeah, it's completely unmemorable.
I don't know. So, okay. Again,
yeah.
What I liked about the end stinger and a couple other times in this movie is something really funny they did. A lot of times in these action movies, you see these really dramatic slow motion shots of people jumping through the air, bullets flying around, sparks and stuff. But this movie kind of flips that on its head, and you see these slow motion shots of like Zach Galifianakis crying into his hands, like freaking out with his head under a pillow, and you just see people falling dead in the background behind him as he's just losing his shit. I thought that's funny. Yeah,
see, I
think it's
like,
pretty funny.
At least show something interesting. Don't always show, you know, Zach Galifianakis.
Can I make
an
observation from the theater day? I did find. Outside of the movie, I thought this was really entertaining. You've got these two rows that are all the critics in the movie, and then behind them, you've got just all these other people that are there to see the movie. There were jokes in this movie where you would see half of the audience would just be dying laughing, and then the critic rows would be silent, except for me.
You were the exception. I'd like, out of everyone in that row, they're like, you occasionally have like, shut up, Kyle.
The whole improv thing. Zach Galifianakis, I mean, I'm thinking about it. I laughed at some of his one-liners, but a lot of his one-liners were just like stuff that he could have pulled that could have fit into The Hangover.
Yeah, exactly. He could have, what's his fat character name? Alan or whatever the hell his name was.
He had a. The thing is, he is really good with like helping out the other people in the scene. Like there was an improv line he had in here where Liza Fisher's character, she, you know, she's been drugged or something, and she's like, oh, this is just like that time my parents caught us in college in the bushes. And he just throws this line in there, and he goes, oh, I didn't meet you till after college.
Yeah.
And he just has these brilliant, like, little bits that add so much story to like, the other people in the scenes jokes. And I can't think of any other examples so in this movie, but it's okay one of the things that he does more
often. But by himself, is he, like, enough to sustain an entire company?
No, he shouldn't, in my opinion, he probably shouldn't be a leading man in anything.
We got Galifianakis fatigue, guys. That's what's going on. We've always had too much of him. We got too much of him.
No, I don't think
we've had three Hangover movies.
I don't think he's really been on screen enough.
The one with Will Ferrell.
Don't talk over each other.
Let's not do
Frank,
that
what are you doing?
The one 2 weeks ago.
I kind of forgot that he'd been around, 3 weeks ago. You know, I kind of forgot that he was around. I hadn't seen him in anything really high profile, anything that's really stood out. And until Mastermind and this came out, like, really?
Either of you guys watch Baskets?
Oh, that crappy FX show?
You don't like Baskets either?
No, I liked it because it's gone. It got canceled, didn't it?
Dude, way to bury your bias, man.
Listen, do I have a bit of a bias going in this movie because I don't like Zach Galifianakis as an actor or comedian? Sure. I do.
You don't say.
Do I dislike Gal Gadot because she's not a good actress? Yeah.
But you liked it with people you do like.
Yeah, because it probably would have been better. Yeah, because you would have talented. Yes, I would. You know, Frank, it's crazy. I would have liked this movie had it been well written and had good actors in it.
You see, I would not have.
You would have liked
it. No. If you put Michelle Pfeiffer in this movie, I still wouldn't have gone to see it. It was just nothing. It was so contrite, and it's just all shades of unoriginality.
Yes.
Do you guys remember that Chris Pine, Tom Hardy comedy that came out a couple years ago? Yeah.
This Means War.
I feel like you guys are describing that movie right now and not the movie we saw earlier. Because I feel like that was an action comedy that was pretty much a piece of, you know, dog shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, this totally was hitting on levels that movie didn't even reach.
If that's
like a two... Where does this movie fall for you guys?
For me?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to go into the final thoughts just right now. I mean...
I think we pretty much covered...
I mean, most of it, I've always found... And we talked about this during the Masterminds review. It's difficult to talk about comedies for reviews, at least for me, where it's like, okay, how much can we actually say... But not, you know, spoiling all the jokes. Like, clearly, we spoiled some of them here because it's like, because we have to find,
not a lot of people are going to want to see this movie after they hear it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what's the few good things that we can talk about in the film? And it's these particular jokes or some of the sight gags. Like, my positives. Some of the sight gags in the film, particularly during a dinner scene between John Hamm and Zach Galifianakis, is funny because it's subtle. And it's not so in your face about it. It's like you see it. It takes like a few seconds, like, oh, and then the scene progresses, and it's done very well. But for the most part, it's like none of the dialogue works. It just feels ham-fisted. It feels really corny. And maybe you say, oh, maybe that's the point of because they're, you know, a corny suburban couple. It's like, I'm sorry, but it's just annoying to me. Like John Hamm, it's like his talent is so. Just obviously wasted on this stuff. Like, I know he likes to do comedies, but dude, it's like, I want to see you do dramas. You know, I want to see you in something that, like a blockbuster or something that shows the, you know, you proved yourself in television, now prove yourself in film. For whatever reason, he's not doing that. Gal Gadot, I don't like her. Sorry. You know, she's beautiful. She is, absolutely, but she's not a good actress. And Isla Fisher, that's the one thing. I think Isla Fisher may have been the person I hated the most in the movie.
Really?
To me, because all of her dialogue she said was in just a shrieking tone. Like everything that she, like every third word was like she was screaming it. And I just found that really off-putting.
Yeah, that's just kind of her style.
Yeah, okay, so there you go, fair enough.
I think they call that her voice.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, for right now, I would just give this 1 out of 10.
Oh!
Sad Patton Oswalt cameos.
Oh,
he was actually the saving.
Which I will say he's in the film. But again, it's like Patton Oswalt. Clearly, I mean, we all know he's talented. He's funny.
Yeah.
Just like, why is he in schlock like this? I get it. It's a paycheck, you know. And he probably filmed this in maybe three days. So I get that. But at the same time, it's like I want to see you in something like of quality. You know, so that's just me. I think it's
comedy
one of the worst.
That earns the Herman seal of approval.
Yeah, Deadpool. Deadpool.
That's not a you know, Marvel movie.
It's a Marvel film and a comic movie.
We will wait.
But anyway, Frank.
You know, I mentioned this after the screening. I think I was, well, I was endlessly bored throughout the film. I kept on thinking of the different actors and actresses throughout the past decades I could have taken on these roles, because this film is so interchangeable. I mean, it's you know, it's so, it could fit into any decade. There's nothing special about it. I didn't think the comedy worked particularly well. There were a couple of, like, one-liners that Galifianakis had that I thought, okay, yeah, that's pretty, you know, that makes me laugh. I did appreciate that this is the one time he played a character that wasn't weird.
Mm.
You know, he's played a character in a Psych Ward, he played the character in The Hangover. He's always playing there's always something weird about him. This guy is, like, so bland and normal, and I like that he did that for a change. Beyond that, there's nothing really to recommend. This is really a January, February type of movie. I don't know what it's doing in the middle of September or October.
Whatever, man. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
it sucks nonetheless.
I've got to give it probably 2 red stress balls.
Kyle. Mr. I Love Zach Galifianakis.
Well, this has been difficult, guys. I'm not going to pretend like it was easy defending this movie.
Come on.
I'm just going to do me.
Yeah.
No, I have some genuine criticisms for the film. I feel obligated at this point, because I don't feel so strongly in the negative way that you guys do, to not air them. But if I do have to point out a few things, this humor, I think it's funny. It's been funny. It's been funnier. But I almost feel like we're kind of on the end side of movies like this. This is Zach Galifianakis kind of comedy. I feel like we can only watch this done so many times and so many different stories before we're going to be looking for something else, and that next Hangover, that next Superbad is going to come out. And, you know, 10 years from now, we're going to be going, oh, why did I can't even believe I thought American Pie 2 was funny back then, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, sure enough, it's one of those movies that you went and saw it in the theaters, and you laughed your butt off, and now you're laughing at the fact that you liked it. And I imagine this may be one of those movies, but I did like it a lot more than you guys. For a comedy, if you're going to the theaters right now, definitely go see this over Masterminds, in my opinion.
To each his own.
Yeah. And you guys are going to shriek.
Oh, my God.
For a comedy, I'm giving it 7.5. I had a good one. Oh, yeah, pairs of granny panties. Sexy granny panties.
I will say, like, you know, I'm that scene between Isla Fisher, the multiple scenes between Isla Fisher and Gal Gadot, that was, you know, I was like, this is nice. I don't mind this. Yeah, I appreciate this. You know.
It's on you. It'd be pretty, really good.
It would be.
Ouch!
Bad. Just hopefully, you know, Trump won't see that.
I kind of have a weird thing for, like, girls with that, like, high-pitched, shrieky voice.
You're into that?
I know that's a weird thing to be into. I kind of like it. Yeah. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. You do you, man.